Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled Lying Fallow.
A reading for the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostle rejoined Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. Then he said to them, "You must come away to some lonely place, all by yourselves, and rest for a while." For there were so many coming and going that the apostles had no time even to eat. So they went off in a boat to a lonely place where they could be by themselves. But people saw them going. Many could guess where. For every town they all hurried to the place on foot and reached it before them. So as he stepped ashore, he saw a large crowd. He took pity on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he set himself to teach them at some length the gospel of the Lord. One of my favourite sayings or phrases in English is the phrase to lie fallow. Perhaps not a familiar phrase now, as so many of us live in cities, but it means the land itself is left to lie fallow, which means nothing is grown for a season or a period. This is the wisdom of farmers, as you grow every year without any rest, then the soil will become impoverished and infertile. It's bad farming, bad business to try to keep growing things. Sometimes the land has to do nothing, during which time it restores itself, it recovers. It can be used as a metaphor. I remember reading the autobiography of the Scottish playwright, James Bridie, where he says that when he first started to study medicine, he wasn't passing exams, and his family, a middle-class Protestant Scottish family in Scotland who expected hard work from their sons and daughters, were very worried. But one uncle calmed everybody down. He said, "It's okay, it's fine. He's just lying fallow." I'm quite good at lying fallow in my life, but I found that reassuring. You know, at times we have to be not producing, not doing things, if we want to produce things well, if we want to be fertile, irrigated by the Holy Spirit, by the power of God. Why this passage resonates so much in the life of the church. Christ tells them to stop. Literally, stop yourself. That's what the Greek word means. And he tells them to do this when they do seem to be finally creating the kingdom, finally bringing the kingdom about. They are so full of enthusiasm about the things they have done. He told him all that they'd done and taught. Or even, it might translate this, how much they had done and how much they had taught. And yet Christ said, you have to rest, you have to stop. You have to, at times, not be doing things, not totting up all the things that you've done for the kingdom. Because the grace of the kingdom, the fertility of the kingdom, its growth, its ability to spread, comes from God, not from human action. Unless we see the human action itself as something that is growing from God's Spirit. Remember that two chapters before this, in the Gospel of Mark, we had the parable of the seed in the soil. The sower sows the seed, God's word, and we are the soil. And the soil, if it's to be good soil, must occasionally lie fallow. It must be aware that something is growing. It's a great symbol of how the church grows in the fact that we can't see growth. We can't just stand there and watch leaves turn green on the trees. We can't see it because it's too slow. although slow, it's also very insistent. Last summer we had, in parts of the United Kingdom, some of the hottest days ever recorded. And the trees were not used to this sort of intense heat. And yet, trees are fantastic. Well, what would they say? I don't like saying machine. Trees aren't machines, but fantastic works. Fantastic operators. And I saw something I'd never seen before, but apparently it's quite common in hot countries. The trees survive in the heat by allowing some of the leaves to turn brown even in the summer. Now, normally in Britain it's very simple. Brown in the winter, green in the summer. And yet this shows the power and the wisdom of trees at how they fight against the heat, how they cope with the extreme conditions. They make use of them. They can lie fallow in part, but other parts are green and growing and fertile. Extraordinary ability. We human beings could learn from that. We too could learn to lie fallow in part, to, yes, carry on working, carry on doing things, except that we're always slaves to schedules, demands, timetables, requirements, needs, emails, phone calls. We still have a certain peace within ourselves, a certain lying fallow, being prepared. And that's the message which has given us religious life. It's given us the idea of prayer is the most valuable thing a Christian can do. Prayer, listening, hearing, resting, stopping. It's a way that we can become powerful when we seem to be doing nothing. But it also teaches us that, especially when we seem to be doing so many things, that we must be aware that it's the calm and the rest inside ourselves that's the real power, not the actions. The actions are just coming from that rest, are coming from God's Spirit. And it's also why the church itself may at times seem to lie fallow. There we have to trust. At any one time, the church will always seem like the minority, the outsiders, the eccentrics. It will seem marginalised and unimportant, downright eccentric with its teachings, which the world finds absurd. But then from generation to generation, the world finds new ways of rejecting truth. They're not consistent, and the church is, but the church grows. And it's why the church is a vine, a seed planted in the ground, a great tree where all the birds of the air may make their home. It grows by learning when not to grow. It lies fallow, till finally it flourishes in God's good time.